Hi, you're listening to Living Life on Purpose, and I'm your host, Matt Wilson. The goal of this show is for us to sit down with successful people who also live a life of purpose. We want you to hear their stories, understand that they've had to overcome adversity, how their faith has played a role, and ultimately we want you to be encouraged by the things that you hear so that you can walk through similar situations. We hope you enjoy.
Today on the show, we have Emma Sharma. Emma is a sought-after speaker and author on many highly relevant topics of current interest to business executives and leaders, nonprofit organizations, churches, and Christian ministries. Utilizing storytelling, humor, and authenticity, Emma boldly connects with a wide range of audiences and often challenges listeners to apply empathy and inclusion to positively impact their lives and those of others. As a kingdom believer, Emma also partners with God to selectively coach individuals or groups facing seemingly impossible situations who seek breakthrough beyond what we can see, do, or imagine. Emma, it's an honor to have you here today.
It's a great pleasure to be here. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, so I'm excited to talk with you. We just got to spend some time 2 weeks ago in Atlanta at the Heaven and Business Conference. It was incredible to see what God did there. And I got to hear several of your stories during that time. So I have a little preview of what our listeners are going to get to hear today. Emma, you've got an incredible background. And not only are you a very strong leader, but I appreciate your humility and just the wisdom that you carry. Have you always been walking with the Lord like you are currently, or when did that start?
I've certainly always known of God, known about Jesus, and grew up in a home where we talked about faith a lot. But I would say that my understanding of who he was, who he is, and the importance not just of believing in him and understanding the importance of making a decision to follow him, that was something that I made. That was a decision I made much sort of later in my life when I was at university. And really, in terms of understanding that what Jesus wants for every single one of us is a life of total freedom in him, where we're being healthily discipled, we're growing, we're addressing the issues in our life and growing to be more and more like him and receiving the Holy Spirit with all of the exciting things that that then ignites in us. That actually was something that really I only truly understood about 15 years ago. And then it's been a steady journey, walking in that discipleship and growing in faith and realizing there's a lot to unpack when we come to faith later in our life. So that's a bit of my story. I hope that's helpful.
It absolutely is. So it's only been about 7 years for me that I've been fully surrendered to the Lord. So I definitely understand having a life that was, different than it is now, and changing that perspective later on in life. It is, it's fun, but it's also, it's unique. And so with that, you were obviously already established in business at that point, in various leadership roles. And so how did that change how you conduct yourself in business settings, and how did that change how you led?
That's a super good question. I actually think that I have always led with a heavy degree of empathy and an understanding that people that you're given to steward and care for are actually your primary job, your primary number one job as a leader. But what I understood was this wasn't just a good idea, a leadership philosophy that made sense. I understood that this was actually a mission and a requirement that you have as a follower of Jesus to really care for those that he gives you to care for, and to minister to them, and to constantly be bringing salt and light to the environments that you're in. And so what shifted was my understanding of why I was doing it. It wasn't just to be a good person or because I'd read a lot of leadership materials. I understood where this deep love for people came from and the absolute importance of not just doing it when I felt like it, but actually cultivating a lifestyle of leadership that was people first, people centric. What did change was, I hope, people would see this, a lot began to change in me. So I realize now, looking back, you know, like many people before they come to Christ and before they fully surrender, we all like to think of ourselves, I think most of the time, as pretty good people who can be humble and doing the right thing. But you realize actually when you do surrender and Jesus is really living in you, just how much junk there was in my life before that time. And so I hope people would say, yeah, she's really grown. She's really changed and become more Christ-like, certainly become different from what's typical in the corporate world, or more typical, I should say, in the corporate world. And, you know, so that continues. That's a journey that continues. None of us are perfect this side of heaven, but that would have been the major change.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you were a much better person than I was before, you know, I surrendered, because I was really doing things the world's way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was very selfish. I was very arrogant and prideful. And so I didn't put people first, unfortunately. And I'm thankful that, you know, I changed. And now I do realize, like, we're here to serve and not be served. And, you know, so, but you had that figured out long before I did. So I'm glad that one of us at least figured that out sooner rather than later. But with that, you know, you have been in some pretty intense negotiations. You know, you've worked for some very large multinational corporations. Is being a follower of Jesus easy in those types of environments? And, you know, what does that look like now versus then?
I think what I would say is being a follower of Jesus is never easy in the world in any situation. I think what I have found is those big corporations, actually any business, he places us there. He gives us the opportunity to bring something of him into those environments. And wherever we're seeking to do that earnestly, of course, there's opposition. You know, that's not popular with everyone. And I think the real key to it is to be sensitive to the how you go about that, right? It's you in a business setting, you obviously need to, it's much more important maybe than in other places to live out those values in the way that causes people to ask you good questions, because we're obviously not supposed to go around inside a big business evangelizing outwardly. That's not primarily why you're there. So is it harder? Yes, I think it can be, because you have to be very conscious that what people see in you in everything that you do, they're going to, if you want to make an impact, if you actually want to live your faith, you need to be doing that the whole time. You need to be differentiating yourself from perhaps other behaviors that typically are more of this world. And that's a full-time job in itself. I mean, we all have moments. You said some very kind things, Matt, but believe you me, there was plenty of pride in me, plenty of sin in me, plenty of stuff that I did screw up, you know, for many, many years. And even today, it's not always easy to be Christ-like in every situation. But I think the awareness of you may only encounter somebody for a short period of time, and that is your opportunity for them to encounter something of who Jesus is. I suppose the older I get, the more I start to realize you don't want to blow that opportunity. It might be their one chance.
Yeah, that's really good. And it is something that, you know, if somebody's out there and they're listening and they're new in their faith, you know, then we're told to die daily. Like, we've got to die to ourselves daily. So, you know, whether you've been walking with Jesus for one day, or that's a lot easier, obviously, at that point. But if you've been walking with him for any point of time, you know, weeks, months, years, then you realize, like, it's something that you've got to do every single day. You've got to choose to follow him every single day, because there are so many opportunities to do it the opposite of the way that he would have it done, because that's what the world looks like. So it is something that it will never be without challenge this side of heaven, because there is a God of this world, and he's not Jesus. He's Satan. He's the enemy, and he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But with that, you have been able to go in and, you know, model Jesus in various situations that, you know, are pretty incredible. And you had one particular negotiation where somebody was quite at odds with you, and God stepped in and dealt with that. Share that situation.
Yeah, that was incredible. So we were negotiating a pretty complex outsourcing transaction, and we were required to work with a subcontractor who, you know, they were very, very good at what they do, very accomplished. We definitely wanted to have them on the team. And so it was imperative that we got to a mutual win-win contract situation. But they were tough negotiators, not just around the commercials, but actually around the risk of what we were doing. And so I'm in these negotiations for a couple of days, and it's pretty feisty in places. And I felt there was one person in the room from the other side in particular who was grandstanding a lot and had a fairly fruity way of expressing his opinion, lots of words that I hopefully don't use these days. He was just a difficult character and, quite frankly, not very pleasant to be stuck in a room with and somewhat inappropriate at times. And I was just beginning to fear we were never going to get there. And in a moment of desperation, I just remember quietly closing my eyes and saying, God, like, I need help. Like, I need an injection of wisdom or some kind of brilliant strategy from heaven for how to get this thing to an end. And it was really interesting. The next topic that we came to discuss, I positioned, you know, our point of view on the contract and sort of looked for a response and braced myself for a sort of string of pretty inappropriate stuff coming across the table at me. And as this guy opened his mouth, he couldn't speak in straight sentences. It was kind of like this garble blah, 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 came out. And I kind of looked at him and I could tell he was like unnerved by it. It's almost like he had word salad. And so I kind of asked him again in a slightly different way, and tried to make slightly light of the situation without being rude. But basically, he lost his ability to speak. And as that happened, he was obviously confused enough that he just stopped speaking. He stopped being difficult. Somebody else took over, and we were able very, very quickly to close out most of the issues productively. So, you know, to this day, I think we read in scripture that, you know, the Lord can close the mouths and open mouths where he needs to. Well, that was definitely a day where he closed a mouth. And yes, that was pretty awesome to behold, actually.
Yeah. So if you're in a difficult negotiation and you ask the Lord for help, you know, he shows up and he brings help. And sometimes he can silence the mouth of the person who is causing the issues. I've never had that happen, but I've had spontaneous speech with like a word of knowledge or something like that. But I've never had that situation. I would love to see that because sometimes I get in some interesting conversations here in this office. And so I would love for God to show up and do the same thing.
Stay tuned. We'll have more Living Life on Purpose after we hear from one of our sponsors.
Are you a business person that's hungry for more of the Holy Spirit at work? Partnering with God is what you were designed for. Experiencing God at work and being a blessing to the city that you live in is accessible to every believer. Hearing from God for your business and city shouldn't feel mysterious or inaccessible. Heaven and Business exists to give you access to the tools and training you need to equip you to grow with God in business and influence. Begin with a free trial and an online membership, then explore the events, community, and other resources. Check out heavenandbusiness.com today if this is what you're looking for, and I promise you won't be disappointed.
And now, back to Living Life on Purpose with your host, Matt Wilson.
You are, you know, a mother. You're not only a leader and you're negotiating these different things. You're counseling these people. You're consulting. You're speaking, an author, all of these different things. But you're also a mom. Mm-hmm. You know, and how do you balance that out from a, like, I'm following Jesus, I'm doing all these things, and serving, you know, in my home at the same time? What does that look like?
That's a really good question. So I think it's the most helpful thing was when I realized that you need to be the same person. There's not Emma the mom who shows up in one way, Emma the executive who shows up in one way, Emma the friend, church person, whatever. Emma shows up, and hopefully Emma shows up and Jesus is shining through her in every situation. That's the goal anyway. And so, you know, in the same way that I hope I lead in the workplace, I'm trying to be a leader in the home. So helping my children to understand who they were created to be, what dreams and desires were placed inside their heart, to connect with that, and coach them around helpful behaviors. And, you know, in terms of the balance of it all, I think I'm very fortunate, and I recognize I'm very fortunate in that I have an incredible husband. We partner in just about all of it together. You know, for us, what works, and it's different in every home, but for us, what works is, you know, there are things he's really excellent at and I defer to him 100%. And then there's areas where they're probably more my giftings and strengths. So we strike a balance as true partners. And then I also think what's really helpful, and we have a ton of this, is, you know, other people in our family's life who can speak into what we need at any particular time, sources of wisdom and support and practical help when we need it. And, you know, they say it takes a village to raise children. I really think it does. We don't have immediate family who live near us, so we rely a lot on just beautiful friends who have become family to us.
That's good, because I want to speak to the person that's out there that thinks, well, I've got, you know, a family to raise, or I've got this, or I've got that. But you are walking in the purpose that God has given you, and you're doing that every single day. And, you know, right after the conference that we were, you know, a part of, you hosted a retreat for women. And the primary focus there is inner healing. And it's really, it'd be easy to say, well, I can't do this because I've just done that. But you've figured out a way to balance these things out and still keep the main thing the main thing. What did that look like? And why do you feel like there's a strong need for inner healing in the body of Christ today?
Yeah. So my story has been one of healing from a lot of childhood trauma and just the journey to freedom that God has taken me on. And I want everybody, candidly, to experience that real freedom. I grew up in an era when I think the church was quite good at saving people, at salvation, and bringing people into the kingdom, getting them to make a decision for Christ. But it was almost as if that was it. Once you were in, it was much more about learning Bible verses or learning how to pray. Very, very important, and not saying we should all do that. That's incredibly important. But there's so much more. And often the junk of our past, the experiences that we've had that were not good, or that have led us into sinful patterns, or where we struggle because we have addictions or pain or sadness that's never been resolved, those can really hold us back, not just living the life that God created us for, but it's very difficult to healthily serve other people if we still carry a ton of brokenness within ourselves. And so the women who I feel are called to come on the retreats that we run are women who know they have a big calling on their lives. God has maybe placed something in their heart from a ministry perspective. Often they are very successful in the business world or in some other aspect of their lives. But they know that if they're going to live out that calling and really do it the way Christ always intended for them to do it, they need to work on themselves in the inside continually. And that's what we seek to provide, an environment where they can do that. And it's beautiful to watch, because you can go to therapy for years. Sometimes you can go to therapy for years, take a break and go back. And that's really important too. But what God can do in 3 days, when you come with an open, surrendered heart and a willingness to just receive everything that he has for you, it's incredible, like actually how much progress the women make. And it's such an honor to watch as they arrive on Thursday night. And usually these ladies are very authentic and willing to share and you listen to these stories of immense courage and often immense brokenness. And then when you see them on Sunday morning, leaving to go home, they are transformed. And it's not that there's not more work to do and that they won't continually have to keep working, but they have made progress in a very significant way. And they're doing it because they want to be effective for the kingdom. They actually want to be a catalyst for the change in lives of others. And it's an honor to have the opportunity to stand alongside them while God does his work inside their lives.
Yeah, I think that it's so important. And a lot of churches, they do a disservice because they don't focus on the inner healing piece. They want to get people saved, or maybe they're even interested in equipping people with spiritual gifts. But, you know, if those barriers are not removed, if those strongholds are not broken down, then it will be, you know, so much harder. It's not to say that people can't get there, but it's so much harder if they're carrying around extra weight or extra just shackles from the trauma of the past, or the hurt. The pain that gets embedded. And sometimes there's stuff that's there that people don't even realize is there. And, you know, I shared with you, I had a prayer ministry session not long ago and stuff got removed that I didn't even know was there. There was trauma that I didn't even realize was there. And the Holy Spirit revealed it because he wanted to deal with it. And there were things that were removed from me as I'm serving the Lord, as I'm in love with Jesus, as, you know, I'm seeing signs, wonders, and miracles. All of these things, and these things are being removed from me. It's like I've been walking around with that, and I didn't even know that that was present inside of me. No wonder I didn't feel like myself. No wonder, you know, I felt a little off. And, you know, I think there's so many people that are walking around on this planet today that don't even realize that that's possible, let alone that they can find that freedom from it. So I love it that you're helping these women heal. And you know, ultimately, like you said, there's still a process where you've got to continue to walk things out after you find that freedom. But finding that freedom is really important. And it's Jesus came to set the captives free. And, you know, so it is available today. And it's absolutely a game changer.
Yeah, it's essential. And, you know, once you've experienced it for yourself, it's very, I mean, certainly what it has caused me to feel is, I just want everybody to know this, that this is possible. And to move in a level of freedom that really is from him and can only be from him. It's just awesome.
Yes, it is highly recommended. So I think that everybody ought to have prayer ministry sessions. And, you know, this last one that it was my fourth one. And, you know, so why, you know, it was always a little bit more of him, a little bit less of me. But this last time it was an extreme breakthrough. And it's like, why did it take the fourth time for some of that stuff to get revealed? But, you know, he shows us what we can deal with or what we can handle in the moment. And sometimes we're not ready. We haven't prepared our hearts in order to fully understand what he's trying to do. And, you know, so I think that it's a constant journey for all of us. You know, it should be exciting.
Exactly. There's always more. And even when you what's beautiful is you receive a level of breakthrough and you feel phenomenal. And hopefully you learn to walk out in that and in that new level of freedom. And then, you know, a time will come when that you realize there's even more. And so he just goes at the pace that we can handle. He's there's always more of him. And that's a great thing to learn.
Yes. If you don't know that there's always more. And, you know, the closer we get to him, the closer he gets to us. We're to ask, seek, and knock, and keep on knocking. You never get to a point where you arrive in Christ and say, oh, I've got it all figured out. Because on that day, he'll probably say, no, start back over. You missed something.
Yeah.
So what are the best ways for people to find out more about who you are and what you do, and maybe ask for, you know, guidance with your services?
That's very kind of you to ask. So I have a website. It's www.swallowtailgroup.com. And there's a lot of information there around the advisory services that I offer, the speaking and writing that I do, and on the retreats themselves. So all of that is on there. And that's the best way to contact me. There's an info link and you can email me directly from there. And also on LinkedIn, people can contact me through LinkedIn, which is absolutely fine as well.
Before we go, would you pray for our listeners?
Absolutely. Oh gosh, what an honor. Yes. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you for everybody who is listening into this podcast and seeking to know more about you and the incredible freedom that you offer to each one of us, your precious children. And Father, I pray that right now that they, even as they're listening, they would be experiencing a fresh encounter from you, a fresh touch of your presence, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, and that their faith would be increased, their hope would be restored, and that they would understand in a new way just how important and valuable they are to you, how much you love them, and how much you have done for them. May we all continue to grow in our relationship with you and never to feel that we've arrived until we meet you face to face. We ask all of this, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for the prayer and thank you for being here today, Emma. I really always enjoy listening to you speak. Maybe it's the British accent, but you know, always full of wisdom. And we appreciate you listeners that are out there that have been with us for a long time. If you have not already followed us on Facebook, it's Living Life on Purpose on Facebook and then Living Life on Purpose Always. Share this episode with somebody who needs some encouragement. There are plenty of people out there that need to hear a good word that will just put some fresh wind in their sails. So thank you all for listening. We will be back in 2 weeks.